This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to another live Saturday edition of the program. You are welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That allows you to join us here and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, having just gotten back, yesterday? Late Thursday?
Late Thursday from Singapore, and
prior to that was
Seoul, yeah.
You went out there to visit with the proprietor at Bitcoin.com.
That's right, Roger Veer. I did guest hosted on his YouTube channel, and that was a lot of fun.
At Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, I watched actually both of those. You did two different shows.
That's correct.
With him. One of them was kind of just a normal episode of their regular, I think, weekend once a week series.
Weekly show where they sort of go over what's happening in the crypto sphere. And Bitcoin.com really is the place to go to find out whether you're new or old, what's going on in the crypto sphere.
It seems more like a Bitcoin Cash focused show. There's nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't say they're covering the entire crypto sphere. That's
they
a hard thing to do.
They aren't covering the entire crypto sphere, but they're covering a lot of high points, and a lot of things are happening with Bitcoin Cash, whereas many other of these cryptocurrencies out there, including
sort of dead in the water,
the legacy BTC, they just aren't having as much going on.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much.
And I imagine you picked up on some juicy bits off the air. You mentioned that during the conversation, so
things that are going on,
there's cool stuff going on that you can't even talk about.
That's correct. I really told Roger I didn't want to talk too much about generally what was going on that I couldn't talk about. And there's so much going on right now that we could talk about.
Yeah, of course we got other stuff in the news here, and we'll get into that with Donald Trump ordering businesses in the United States to do X, Y, or Z. We'll tell you what that was all about here in just a moment. The other show that you and Roger did was more kind of like a retrospective of how you both came to Bitcoin. Like, what was your path, your story, how did it happen? And that was kind of an interesting interview, video, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Because he heard about Bitcoin from the guy known as Bitcoin Jesus, and the owner of Bitcoin.com found out about Bitcoin from listening to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and it's amazing we haven't
2011.
Yeah, it's amazing we haven't gotten a ton of haters because of that. Because Roger has everything he says whenever he's on, whenever he tweets something. For instance, he doesn't tweet a whole lot, but once a day or once every couple days or whatever, it's just like this avalanche of nasty responses of just mean, vitriolic people who just hate him.
He believes that they're and many of them are paid to do what they do.
Interesting.
And it explains the passion with which people come at him. I mean,
I don't know. There's a cultism that's built in with religion. It's built in with politics. It's built in certainly with certain people who love their favorite crypto, and they war with each other on these Twitters and social medias and such. It's not. I don't think it's a paid thing. There's people out there who shill for Ripple. There's people out there who shill for all kinds. Shill's not the right word. That suggests they are paid.
Yes,
but people out there who are just obsessed with one particular crypto, they believe that they have found the correct crypto, just like religion, where anybody that doesn't have their right crypto, well, they, darn it, they've got to convert them.
Yes.
And if they won't convert, then they hate them. And I don't think it's necessarily that people are getting paid, but that could be the case. That's a hard theory to prove.
You know? Well, it's interesting that Free Talk Live gets none of it.
I'm grateful for it, honestly.
Not none. We've had very little. There's been a handful of people who, over time, have pointed out that we're wrong in some manner or another.
I wish they'd pointed out on the air with us, because it's a lot more interesting to actually have a real conversation than this back and forth on a social media thing that I'm so glad I'm pretty much away from now that I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Every time I make a post on a comment on somebody's post, sort of. you know, in the spirit of correcting some little thing that they might have wrong in their thinking or whatever. No. Yeah. Every time I regret it. Every
really?
Time. It's so awful.
Yeah.
I mean, social media sucks. If you're exchanging pictures of your kids or your vacation or recipes or something like that, man, it's great for that. That's awesome. It's a really nice place to exchange the sort of things that people aren't going to argue about. But once you get into issues where people want to argue, it's just it's no fun at all. It sucks.
No, and it's very rare that, you know, anybody can really listen or have their mind changed in a situation like that. Perhaps observers might be able to be influenced. You know, that's the old excuse. Oh, well, there might be people watching who,
right.
blah, blah, blah. It's still an exhausting
If somebody's going to be convinced, they're not going to be convinced by you, you know, prancing around using cuss words and, you know, talking about what a, you know, how smart you are or anything like that. That doesn't work. That's not the way you convince people. Use terms like perhaps and have you ever thought, things like that are much more likely to get even the audience to start paying attention.
Whether you want to talk about...
Don't you think it's a good idea to get onto the main topic?
Yeah, we'll get into that. You're back, you know, not many people get to go places like you went. So, you know, I kind of wanted to ask you about your trip. I mean, you and I didn't talk too much while you were there. I mean, we exchanged a couple messages, but, you know, you're doing your Asia thing, and I went to Japan earlier this year. Some of our listeners
I went too,
involved.
But they kicked me out.
Yeah, you made it there. You made it to the airport.
Turns out a conviction when you're 17 years old. Nope, that's not an excuse. You're getting out of here.
Just to be clear, it was your felony conviction for which you spent more than a year in prison. Had it been less than a year, they probably would have let you in. But apparently Korea does not have the same restriction, nor did Singapore.
Right. And it worked out for Korea and Singapore because I spent money there.
Yeah.
As opposed to Tokyo, which missed out on whatever tourist dollars I'd have. It's really sort of a silly rule, but whatever.
Hey, they got 35 million people there. They don't really need you.
Yeah, they don't really need me. You know, fine. Everything's fine.
So, you know, we've talked a lot in the past about the economically free places, right? The list of the economically free places in the world, the most in order. There's a couple different good lists out there that do, you know, either yearly or every other year.
Singapore
study.
Generally shows up very close to the top.
Singapore is normally number two, and I don't think it's been displaced from number two in quite a long time. It's right behind Hong Kong, which, you know, people could argue it's not really a country, but then again, neither is Singapore. Like, isn't it just like a city-state? What's the deal with Singapore?
It's bigger than that, but not much bigger than that.
So Hong Kong generally gets number one, and it has for many, many years. Of course, there's a lot of uprising unrest. There's a lot of protests going on there in Hong Kong, which continue through to this day. It's still going on
right
there over the last several weeks, if not few months. And so you didn't go to Hong Kong. That wasn't part of the plan. But looking at Singapore, you know, you spent, what, 4 days? How many days were you there?
About 4 days.
About 4 days in Singapore. So a little bit of time to get to take the city in. You know, what were your impressions of the place?
It is not as clean. Look, Tokyo is known for being extraordinarily clean.
Yes,
Seoul
I would say it was pretty clean
is
where I was.
A pretty darn clean place. Mm-hmm. It's like a poor man's Tokyo, I'd say, is the best way to describe it.
Mm.
Safe as it could be. I mean, you know, the people are rigorously honest and that sort of thing. And, you know, there's all kinds of people out cleaning all the time.
I like that.
I like that, too.
That's
Who doesn't
nice.
Like that? That's great. Singapore, not quite as clean in so much. This is just a little dustier, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. But you could sort of feel the capitalism, you know.
Really?
Everybody's trying to make a living.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're trying to sell something. They're trying to make a living, and
mm-hmm.
I always appreciate that. I got a suit. So
you're wearing it right now. Those of you who want to see it can go to dlive.lrn.fm.
That's right. You know, you can get suits a little more cheaply out, you know, in Singapore and other places in the world.
Closer to the manufacturer.
Then you can, and you know, this thing's custom fitted and all that stuff, so mm-hmm. You know, not off the rack, although I don't deviate that much from the rack anyway. I got a 36-inch waist and, you know, I don't know, like 46-inch chest or whatever. And I mean, it was just great to be able to walk into these places. Customer service was high. English was widely spoken.
Really?
Not quite as much in Seoul, but in Singapore, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find somebody who doesn't speak some form of English.
Wow.
Something. I mean, it doesn't fit to my southern roots sort of English, but they speak English.
They might not know what grits are.
I didn't eat a grit. By the way, if you have to drink decaf coffee like me, You better bring it with you, because...
Doesn't exist over there. Well, huh?
These places in the world, what they call decaf is not decaffeinated.
You found out the hard way, I bet. Huh?
More than once.
855 450 free. Didn't you have trouble getting decaf in Mexico as well?
If it's not in the U.S., I don't drink it.
More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You know who likes being bossed around by a wife, girlfriend, or boss at work? No one. Living a life like that won't make you happy. There's another way to live. You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom, and do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. We're talking Mark's traveling experiences here. We're coming up, Donald Trump ordering all businesses in the United States to, well, follow his order. And we'll get into that coming up here and why he really can't do that. I mean, he did it, but We'll get into it. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You went to Asia for, what, 10 days or something like that? It was
a week and a half. With travel, it was 8 days.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, you were actually, that's right. You had like 25, 29-hour travel days.
Yeah, there was one was 36.
Because when we went to Japan, we managed to find a direct flight. And so it was only, it really was only about like 15 hours to get there.
Still miserable.
Still hard, but yours was much worse going out there this time. But you went to go visit Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And of course, we told you a lot about their recent launch. It's actually maybe 2 months now, through 2.5, 3 months almost, that local.bitcoin.com has been open for business, and it allows people like you maybe to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. There's dozens of payment methods there, and some of these payment methods, there's so many of them you can't even use some of them because they're only good for people in China or whatever. So it's an international site. PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or just meet somebody in person and pay them with cash or accept cash. Local.bitcoin.com is where you can go. There's no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Now, one of the things that you talked about on the Bitcoin.com newscast thing that you co-hosted with Roger was their exchange that they are launching at the very beginning of September. That was one of the things that I couldn't talk about when I got back from Tokyo that right. He had told me that that they were doing, and I'm glad that they finally got, they're getting it off the ground.
Right, you can go sign up, get your account, get sort of, set up and ahead.
Well, in theory, if you're in the United States, that's going to be a tricky thing to do.
If you're in the United States and know how to use a VPN.
Yeah, you said that on the air, and he didn't correct you about it, I think because he probably just wanted to move along and not really, get into the details of that, but I suspect that unless they're allowing accounts with no identification whatsoever, which seems unusual, it could happen, like a lower kind of tier account where you don't get to trade very much, that kind of thing. Because it's an exchange and because they are going to be in custody of customer funds, they are going to have to do some level of know your customer, likely on everybody that signs up. So if you use a VPN but you present a passport that shows you being in the United States,
not going to work
as well.
It's
going to be over for you, at least at that point.
A lot of the exchanges used to have this sort of lower...
The entry-level.
Entry-level, yeah. Not, basically anonymous trading thing.
Yeah, Binance was one of those, and I don't know. I think they probably got rid of that after some amount of time, but I don't know.
Several of them. And they all basically are like the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, right? So they're this, this organization where you can buy and sell virtual commodities,
mm-hmm.
and just like any other, monetary institution, they have to follow these KYC, know your customer regulations.
Yeah, so I'm not saying don't do it. I mean, I put my email address in over at exchange.bitcoin.com. But just, if you're in the United States, that's what Roger said was the one country that they're not going to be servicing when they launch the thing.
I hear there's a Nigerian prince that will help you just set up a foreign account.
Is that right? Just give him $1 million or however many dollars you have, and he'll take care of it, right?
Yep.
So you were kind of telling us about your experience in mostly Singapore, I think, so far, but a little bit about Seoul, South Korea. That was where you went first, was South Korea. You were saying that in Singapore you could feel the capitalism. You could feel the marketplace. That
yeah,
the
people it's really happening.
Were, they're out there, so they're selling stuff. Was it the kind of thing where people are, like, bugging you in the street constantly to buy something? Like, hey, buy my flowers or whatever?
There's a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. So there's this interesting phenomenon that I'm going to point out that is difficult for Westerners, I think, to understand. I certainly didn't get it. The bars there have these people.
I want to talk about this. Hold on. Every bar, or is it certain types of bars?
Some bars.
Okay.
Have these people in the lots of women, right? So
beautiful women,
attractive women, mm-hmm. that will basically,
just to be clear, is this Singapore or Seoul and Singapore?
Both.
Okay.
That they stand outside the bar in order to entice you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked by some of these in Singapore, but we went in one in Seoul.
I see.
And It was called a bikini bar, and
hey, all right.
No one had any bikinis on.
Wait, that's right. False advertising.
Well, they probably don't exactly know what that means. Anyway, so no one's wearing bikinis. We go in.
All right, I'm disappointed.
They were just getting started for the evening. It was a little earlier. Roger wanted me to see what one of these things was like. And so you buy a bottle of liquor, and these gals will come and hang out with you and talk to you. And act interested in you? I really don't know how else to describe it. They seem very interested in us. They were talking to us.
They're presumably trained in being a good conversationalist, how to ask questions and, show interest in the person with whom you're speaking, right? I'm just guessing.
Yeah, they're hostesses, but they're a host for you. So it's like an account executive that just sort of works with you. And they pour drinks out of your bottle. They find me mixers. They'll order appetizers. Don't you think you'd like such and such? And so the appetizers come and these kind of things. And then they talk to you about whatever. I talked about what my dogs, my kids, my business, whatever.
The longer they can get you to talk, the more drinks you're going to have, the longer they're going to get you to talk.
Right. And this lady got hammered, by the way. Johnny Walker Blue Label.
So they're not faking it. They're really drinking.
Well, so that apparently is one of the things. They get this ice bucket, and sometimes they'll dump some of their liquor off in the ice bucket so that they're not getting hammered and you are.
Yeah, yeah,
so
sure.
That, you're not keeping up, as it
were.
Are
they dumping it in front of you?
Well, they won't let you know.
Right.
That's not the idea.
Okay.
I mean, who wants their job?
Are they walking away and dumping? Like, where are they?
They're tricky, Ian.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering how it works.
They're people that know their business. And so they, but that's not what was going on at our table.
No, she was drinking.
She was drinking.
She's like, this is a perk.
As a matter of fact, Roger mentioned
they pay me to sit here and get drunk with guys.
Roger Veer mentioned this, that this is one of the things that goes on. She's like, smell the bucket. So she wanted
to prove.
Right.
That,
I'm drinking. Right. And she was drinking, I can tell you. I can assure you that she, that was a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue between four people, and I don't think Roger drank anything.
So was it two ladies and then the two of you?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mine didn't speak English very well, but she was nice, as, some attractive woman who doesn't speak English could be.
Sure.
So, anyway, it's neat.
What time of the day was this that you went
in there?
This
is evening, probably early evening, call it 90.
Was it busy in there?
No, there weren't very many at this time. I think it gets busier later.
Really?
But I'm a convert on this. I think
you were skeptical at first.
Sure, I would have called these people hookers. Would have been the term. But if you go into a bar,
you don't get to take this girl home.
No,
that doesn't work that way. She's like, come back next time.
Everything's for sale in this world. But that's not what occurred. Bar's a strange atmosphere anyway. You go in there, you drink a drink, and you stare at the wall.
Yeah.
If you're not going in with somebody, so this is a friend to chat with that the bar provides. It's kind of cool.
All right, so we'll continue. Your calls and thoughts. Have you ever been to one of these bars? Is there a name for this kind of bar?
I don't have an answer for that.
Type of bar that this is. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit. He's already working out disagreements among leaders and concerns over his trade war with China. The dispute is expected to dominate many of the conversations at this year's G7. The president defended his position.
I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it.
On Friday, China unveiled retaliatory tariffs on roughly $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. The president responded by announcing he would increase existing Chinese tariffs. Earlier on Friday, he ordered U.S. companies to find alternatives to manufacturing goods in China. He encouraged them to move production to the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. We're talking about Mark's trip to Asia, Singapore, as well as South Korea. And, of course, you know, me being completely unfamiliar with world geography in a lot of ways, I figured they were closer than they were. Turns out it's a six-hour flight from one to the next.
I wouldn't claim to have known the distance in hours.
Like, flying. Singapore's way south compared to...
It was hot.
A lot hotter there.
Yeah, I would say that the weather during the summer is comparable to Florida.
Tropical, yeah.
But Florida winters can get cool, as you know. You and I are from Sarasota, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it gets down in the 20s, sometimes in the teens in Florida. When orange juice prices go up, you know that we had a rough winter. And it doesn't do that in Singapore. It's either hot or wet is what they claim.
Hmm.
Now, here's some awesome guy stuff. Do you feel stuck in a job or relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or answer to anyone so long as you don't hurt anybody? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free.
What was that website?
It's freelifeinfo.com.
Okay.
freelifeinfo.com included are 7 free books and a podcast, so you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's, again, freelifeinfo.com.
Now, as somebody who doesn't spend a whole lot of time in bars whatsoever, you've been talking about, that's me, you've been talking about going to these whiskey talk bars, which is what somebody on the online suggested they might be referred to.
Okay.
In Asia, where there's pretty girls. You buy apparently an entire bottle. You couldn't just buy shots. You had to buy the whole bottle.
The bottles. I didn't buy the bottle. Yeah. Roger had apparently had a bottle there from a previous time, and they'll hold the bottle for you.
Really?
Yes.
That's like interesting.
It is interesting.
Put his name on it. Like, okay.
Pretty much.
I'll be back.
I don't know what you pay for these things.
Yeah. Well, online it says here it was like, you know, $200 for one bottle. So, yeah, I guess you would want them to hold on to that if that was a service that they offered.
It was a Johnny Walker Blue Label, so it's not exactly
that fancy or something.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, you said you're a convert on these things, where a pretty lady brings you in, you buy a bottle of whiskey, you sit down, and you drink it together, and she talks to you.
Right.
She asks you likely questions about yourself, would be my guess.
I personally do not want to sit there and take shots of whiskey if I could avoid it. I would prefer to have some sort of mixer, but they weren't really interested in mixers.
They didn't have
that,
huh?
They just didn't really have anything.
Wow.
Well,
you would think they would want to have mixers because it would elongate the time, likely, that you're sitting there. If you just pound a bunch of shots back, you're going to get S-faced relatively quickly, whereas if you, you know, put something else in there, you know, some Coke or whatever, then it's going to last longer. It's going to take you longer to drink them.
Yeah, that makes some sense to me. But
the longer you're there, I guess
it's their job to sell whiskey, though. So
true. They don't want you to stay there long.
Not there to sell cranberry juice or
good
whatever.
Point.
So I don't know.
So you talk. These girls talk to you until you decide to leave, I suppose. And you said that in the bar you went to, you didn't actually have to pay a girl fee. That it was just sort of included in the price of the bottle of whiskey, basically.
I presume.
Yeah.
They made their money somehow.
Some of them do apparently charge a, you know, girl to sit down kind of extra fee sort of thing. But the whole point, at least it seems, in America of bars is to supposedly meet people, right? Like, you know, you can go in and drink alone. Obviously, there's people that do that with bars. But a lot of people go to a bar for the purpose of meeting people. I suppose these bars aren't like that, right? Because you're talking with a staff member the entire time.
Yeah, this was basically a private little booth situation.
Mm.
You know how when you go to some Japanese restaurants, they'll have that little sectioned off room booth?
Mm.
And, you know, it's like a booth, but even more private than a booth.
Yeah.
And that's what this was. So, yeah.
Huh. So there must be like normal-ish bars where people are in there just open,
sure.
Open seating and people can mix about. And,
right.
And
I went to one bar while I was out, and it was this bar.
This one bar. Okay. So if you want to join the conversation here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Donald Trump has issued an order via Twitter to all American businesses, and it has to do with Chinese trade war nonsense that's been going on. We can certainly get into that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk to Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
A cop in Houston, Texas, has been charged with 2 counts of murder in connection with the murder that happened during a drug raid where the SWAT team barged in on a family back on January 28th. And the murder charge, I mean, of course, they all should be sent to, quote, you know, the electric chair because they all participated in a home invasion in which 2 innocent people were murdered. But the murder charge stems from the cop getting caught lying on the sworn affidavit that was the basis of the probable cause that was the basis for the search warrant in the first place.
Yeah.
And so a cop in Houston, Texas is being charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder on
that
one. And meanwhile,
first-degree murder, meaning premeditated.
No, it's first-degree because people got killed in the course of because of a felony that the cop committed.
Is that a different variant on first degree? I thought first degree was premeditated murder. Am I wrong about that?
That's usually the first degree.
Take a look at the Texas laws, but the other part of it is that yesterday in East St. Louis, Illinois, just across the state line from St. Louis, Missouri. A Illinois SWAT team goon got gunned down, and they won't say what the search warrant was about because it was probably the war on drugs.
Good chance. Good chance.
You know, well, what's going on there is everybody knows that if it was a drug raid, then, of course, obviously the cop deserved to be killed. And so they stay silent on that to try to figure that people might give the goon the benefit of the doubt. But most likely, and there's no proof that the cop was in the right, and there's no proof that they told the truth on the sworn affidavit in Illinois either. So rule number one, always presume the cop is in the wrong.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can also presume the cop is lying as well, because there's always a good chance of that.
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to take the position that you all are taking here, but I will say that police officers are allowed to lie in the course of their duties.
Yeah.
And
they're trained to in some cases.
So, you know, well, they are trained to, yes.
Yeah.
You know, they're allowed to say the words, whatever words they need to say in order to get whatever confession they get out of you.
Right.
In whatever situation, and I would also
if you lie to them, though, boy, look out.
Is that what we can see here is if, I don't know the situation that Tom's talking about, but if there's a situation where somebody was killed in a drug raid,
yep,
where it was, you know, bad information or whatever, then he's absolutely right. If you commit a crime and somebody is killed in the commission of that crime, whether you killed them or not, you can be charged with murder. So, yes, every one of the police officers that participated in this, this failed drug raid that was on, you know, an innocent person's home where some people died, presuming this is what occurred, but it certainly has occurred in the past, so it's not like going out on a limb. Yeah,
most of the raids are drug raids.
They would all, were they not possessors of a badge, be charged.
Right.
So you're not going to have we need a government that is responsible for its actions.
You're a dreamer.
But that's all I'm saying, is that people should be responsible for their actions,
sure,
whether they work for the government or not.
I agree. Unfortunately, the government goons have certain what they call immunities. So there's like qualified immunity, there's sovereign immunity, and honestly, I couldn't tell you the difference between one or the other.
No, they're whatever they feel like they are.
But yeah, it's basically up. Sorry, I work for the government. You can't get me. But it sounds like they actually did charge one of those cops with murder.
Sovereign immunity is kind of like diplomatic immunity when you, you know, basically you can do anything you want. Qualified immunity, you can get away with some things.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Whether it's bad cops or Trump's order to American businesses, that's where we're going next. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizon with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're able to join us here if you dial toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of this program. You can join us here. And we also got the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can call in there if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Like, it sounds really good. A lot better than regular phone line calls. But we'll take them either way, because we do want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Now, coming up, we got the order from Donald Trump, which, as it should be, is being ridiculed in many circles. We'll share that with you and why coming up here with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian
and Mark,
and want to make sure to say thank you to Voluntary Gary, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, and that means that Voluntary Gary is contributing $10 a month to the Free Talk Live Amp program. So if you like what we do, you ought to do what Voluntary Gary has done, and that is join the Amp program. He's doing $10 a month. We only ask $5, so we definitely appreciate the extra. But all we ask is $5, and you can join it by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks, some benefits, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Some of those perks include the Amp Only Facebook group. There's special chat rooms on our Discord server and more. Please get all the details and help us out with the Amp program. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Really appreciate it. So, of course, Donald Trump has taken to Twitter, as he is wont to do.
This is how we mete out policy these days.
He spends a good amount of his time on Twitter every single day. And according to various different sources, but specifically the @RealDonaldTrump Twitter channel, he posted a 4-part tweet, because, you know, Twitter only limits you to 280 characters, I think it is.
Yeah, they doubled it, though.
So they did double it.
Probably an executive order.
Let me share with you what it was that Donald Trump said here on Twitter. Get your response. Our country has lost, stupidly, trillions of dollars with China over many years. They have stolen our intellectual property at a rate of hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they want to continue. I won't let that happen. We don't need China. And frankly, we'd be far better off without them. Before we go on, let's just stop there. What do you think about that?
Does the number one economy in the world need the number two economy in the world? Seems like a silly place to...
Which one's number one now?
The United States.
Okay. I wonder how close they're getting. In China.
I would have to look.
Yeah, because they're rising up. in the world.
Yeah, they've got a lot more people, and those people aren't as wealthy as Americans are.
Do we need them? No, probably not. You could probably get some products that are similar from other manufacturers in Pakistan or, you know, wherever.
But I'd also be curious as to how they rate these things. Where does the European Union fall in? Now, the European Union is a federation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the United States federal government?
A federation.
It's a federation, too. Yeah. Now, it functions as a state in many cases, but it is not. States are organizations claim a monopoly privilege.
Well, it functions as a state in that it's a state.
It's not a state.
You don't mean a state as in the landmass of a state. It is a state as in the government, the states.
It isn't. It's a federation of states.
You're going to have to make an argument for that one. I mean, that was the original intention, but it has become its own completely separate entity that acts as though it rules over that federation with an iron fist.
Most of what it does to states, it does by handing out money, so incentivizing things. For instance, 49 out of 50 states have seatbelt laws because the United States federal government gave out several million dollars in order to get these laws passed. So,
well, it doesn't incentivize you to pay the taxes that it demands.
No, but federations are contracted into being by these states, and the states can thus give their taxing power to the federation also. So that's what has happened.
I think we're mincing words here, and so there's no point in continuing with it. But, the state is, according to definitions here, the operations or activities of a central civil government, or the body politic is organized for civil rule and government. I mean, it's a state. There's no doubt about it.
I would agree with you that it functions as a state in many ways.
The same way the EU could be argued as a state.
Right. That's the thing, is that these are super states, basically.
Yeah. And they need to be disbanded.
States above the states.
They need to go away.
Either way, when you call the EU probably should be entered into this list as opposed to saying France or Germany.
Fair. I think that's fair.
So yeah. I would like to know where they rate on that chart.
Good question.
As far as, versus China.
But are we better off without them? I would agree that you don't need one particular landmass because there's other people in the world. But are we better off without China? I don't know about that.
So I would agree that China is pretty slippery in its enforcement of intellectual property laws. The only enforcement you'll see of intellectual property there is the ways that benefit the Chinese state. And they are happy to have their basically state-run factories take as much information as they can from the manufacturing process, thus making it easier for them to learn how to create these new technologies, right?
I think that's wonderful. Anything that undermines intellectual property, I support.
I'm not sure. I don't like things to be done unfairly, right? So,
well, now, wait a minute. It's not unfair if the U.S. government has a bunch of crappy laws that inhibit business, which are what intellectual property laws do. It's unfair that the people of the United States are being treated that way by the United States government, but it has nothing to do with fairness when it comes to the Chinese government. If they have no intellectual property enforcement or very little enforcement, that's not the problem of the people in the United States. That's a benefit.
Well, I think you'd have to convince me that that's the case, because I don't think that there's
plenty of evidence out there that intellectual property inhibits development.
Sure, but being the beneficiary, right? You wouldn't say drug dealers are necessarily good people simply because they're operating in a system where drugs are illegal. They're just filling a role that is obviously going to be filled. Mm-hmm. In the same way, I would consider China to be, they're acting in an unethical manner, but intellectual property laws are
unethical.
I don't know if they're unethical.
Yes,
but
they
are,
because they tell somebody you can't do a thing because somebody else thought of it first. You can't take copyright or patent or whatever we're talking about, whatever aspect of so-called intellectual property. You can't take those notes and organize them in that way, Mr. Musician. That's already been done. If you do, we're going to come after you with financial penalties. And if you don't pay the financial penalties, well, we could do worse things to you. And you, Mr. Manufacturer, you shan't be taking that idea from that person over there and combining it with a new idea that you've come up with, because that person over there hasn't given, or you haven't given them enough money, so they'll say that you can take their idea. And that prevents that inventor, or whoever we're talking about, the research and development department, from coming up with some new plan. Or they'll tell a competitor, oh, you can't build that thing because this person has a patent on that thing. And so, therefore, if you try to build it, we're going to come in and destroy your business.
So intellectual
That's not freedom.
No, it's certainly not. Intellectual property laws are wrong because they inhibit development and freedom and these sorts of things. And I would further
through
say...
Through the threat of violence.
If the person who invented the wheel was able to, like, hold the patent forever and ever and ever, we would all be the, sort of the progeny of this person. And
we'd be more impoverished because of it.
We'd all have to be exchanging money constantly for the use of wheels, and the manufacturers would have to be paying out to, you know, 7 billion people on the planet because everybody's related to the guy who the guy who created the wheel. It's all weird. And that's what intellectual property laws basically do. I think the two best arguments...
They get in the way.
Yeah, they do. They the two best arguments for them are blockbuster movies and...
You mean that business that went under?
Not blockbuster.
Though. Oh.
Big movies, right? You can say, hey, we put a lot of money in developing this big movie, and you can't just burn it onto a DVD. And
people do it all the time.
Yes, they do. They do it all the time. And I think that...
And you know what? The big movies are just as big as they've ever been. I mean, you were talking about the Marvel series bringing in, what are they, the top five or like five of the top 10 highest grossing films of all time? If you're not adjusting for inflation,
right.
They dominate the charts, and all of them came within the last decade, when it's relatively easy to rip a DVD or go to some torrent website and download every single one of those Marvel movies. I could do it in, you know, the next 5 minutes. I could probably, if I knew what they were all called, because there's like 24 or 3 dozen of them or something, I could probably start downloads on all of them. It wouldn't be legal, but it's not hard.
Right. Agreed. You can do that, but Amazon can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the intellectual property laws, Amazon must make deals with Disney in order to sell these things, and that's how I own them, is through Amazon, because it's just easier.
You don't
than...
own them. You have a license.
That's correct. Right.
Right.
If I owned them, I'd be able to do what I want, and I can't. That much is absolutely
Which is
true.
One of the bad parts about having the online delivery. It's very convenient. But if for some reason the license holder, you know, decides that they want to pull that product from the market, then it won't be there the next time you try to go and play it. Whereas at least if you have it on a disc, they can't undo that. You can't pull it off the disc. It's there. But that's going away. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether you want to talk about intellectual property. And we're going to get back into Donald Trump's four-part tweet where he issues an order to American businesses about China on the way here. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery stories on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.